Good morning, Evergreen family, and good morning to those who may be joining us for the first time. Welcome. I'm Pastor Shirley, and on this fifth Sunday of Lent, we will be lamenting broken families. Just a quick review, our Lenten series is called Broken. The first week we talked about broken from God, then our broken earth. And Pastor Jonathan talked about the brokenness of humanity. And last week, Pastor Jason spoke about the broken church. Today, we will be talking about broken families. During this time of living under the stay-at-home, shelter-in-place that our governor and mayor have imposed upon us, I can imagine that this has been very difficult for many of our families. And it could be both good or bad, especially for those of us with young children. Or it can be very difficult for families who have parents living far away from us, maybe living in another city, or families with adult children who are living in another city and you can't visit with them. And for other reasons, our families are separated, or we have not seen them for a very long time, or have not had contact with them for a very long time. My family falls into the category of adult children living in another city. So let me introduce you to my family. See here this picture? This is my daughter, Stacy, my son-in-law, Chris, and their little addition, Liam, my grandchild. They live in the San Francisco area, as well as my younger daughter, Melanie. Now, my son, Nathan, he lives in the Monterey Park area, but because he is in the healthcare field, he's unable to come visit us, so he's practicing social distancing. So this time of separation from family members has been very difficult, I'm sure, for all of us. Families of today are not so different from families in the Bible. Especially in the Old and New Testament, there are stories of families who have been separated because of distance, living in different cities and separated and broken because of conflict, because of betrayal, or many different reasons. And I'm sure if you think about your own family, you would be able to identify with some of these families in the Bible. Let's review some of these families found in the Bible that experienced conflicts and broke and separated the family. The first family, Adam and Eve, and their sons Cain and Abel. And we know what happened to that family. Then there's Abraham, his wife Sarah, and their son Isaac, who married Rebekah, who then had twins, Jacob and Esau. Now remember, one of the twins had smooth skin, and the other twin was hairy, and one of the twins robbed the birthright of the other. This is a story ripe with favoritism, deceit, and birthright. Then Jacob, he was running away from Esau, ended up marrying two sisters, Leah and Rachel, had 12 sons, one of whom was Joseph, the Joseph who was sold into slavery and ended up in Egypt. Now, this is another story of favoritism, jealousy, deceit, and lying. Then there were the sisters in the New Testament, Mary and Martha, who argued who was going to be sitting at Jesus' feet. A little bit of sister rivalry, don't you think? In the cases of the three families I named, there was quite a lot of drama, conflicts, and betrayals, don't you think? Just proves that in all families, then and now, there was drama, some good and some bad. But how are these conflicts resolved? Could they be resolved? Were they ever resolved? Was there reconciliation? We don't know, because the Bible doesn't say. So as I continued to meditate on this topic of broken families, what came to mind was the story of the parable of the lost son. It's a classic story of a broken family and how the family came back together again. Or did they? In Luke 15, Jesus told this parable to a group of Pharisees and is one of three parables. The first parable being the shepherd and the lost sheep. The second parable is the parable of the widow who lost a lost coin. And lastly, the parable of the lost son. All three stories carry the same theme, and that is, something was lost and is found. It's a familiar story, and I would like to read it to you. Even though we may have heard the story many times, when we hear it again, we hear it from a different perspective. That's because the words in the Bible are living words. And the words in the Bible are timeless, and we find meaning in them in different stages of our lives. So as I read the parable, close your eyes and picture yourself in the story. Imagine yourself in the story and ask yourself this question. How is God speaking to me through the people in the story? Let me say that again. How is God speaking to me through the people in the story? So get comfortable, close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, and listen to the parable of the lost son as told by Jesus. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to the father, "Father, let me have the share of the estate that will come to me." So the father divided the property between them. A few days later, the younger son got together everything he had and left for a distant country where he squandered his money on a life of extravagant living. When he had spent it all, that country experienced a severe famine, and now he began to feel the pinch, so he hired himself out to one of the local inhabitants who put him on his farm to feed the pigs. And he would willingly have filled himself with the husks the pigs were eating, but no one would let him have them. Then he came to his senses and said, "How many of my father's hired men have all the food they want and more, and here I am dying of hunger? I will leave this place and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and earth and heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired men.'" So he left the place and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved by pity. He ran to the boy, clasped him in his arms, and kissed him. Then his son said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the calf we have been fattening and kill it. We will celebrate by having a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found." And they began to celebrate. Now the elder son was out in the fields, and on his way back, as he drew near the house, he could hear music and dancing. Calling one of the servants, he asked what it was all about. The servant told him, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the calf we have been fattening because he has got him back safe and sound." He was angry, then refused to go in, and his father came out and began to urge him to come in, but he retorted to his father, "All of these years I have slaved for you and never once disobeyed any orders of yours. Yet you never offered me so much as a kid for me to celebrate with my friends. But for this son of yours, when he comes back after swallowing up your property, he and his loose women, you kill the calf we have been fattening." The father said, "My son, you are with me always, and all I have is yours. But it was only right we should celebrate and rejoice because your brother here was dead and has come to life. He was lost and is found." As you continue to reflect on the words of the parable, here are some additional questions I would like for you to reflect on. What was God's invitation to you as you heard the story? What was God inviting you to consider in each of the characters in the story? How do you see life? How do you see your life as lost and as found? Who in your life needs your blessing? Who in your life needs your grace? Who in your life needs your forgiveness? And what would reconciliation look like in mending the broken relationships you may have in your life? So the father in this story showed grace and forgiveness towards both of his sons and celebrated what was lost and is found. Our Heavenly Father extends his grace and forgiveness to us and always celebrates what is lost and is found, no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in. And our Heavenly Father always takes the first step. Are you willing to receive what the Father gives you? I would like for you to spend some time during the week in prayer with that question. Are you willing to receive what the Father gives you? And allow yourself to receive God's grace and forgiveness. Let's pray.